Hallelujah for a word in season. Hallelujah for a word of breakthrough. Hallelujah for a word of deliverance. I'll shout hallelujah every day.
Let there be a spark of faith in you today for healing. It's Friday, and welcome to the healing episode of your daily devotional and inspirational podcast. This is Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba. Child of God, God bless you and good morning from my time zone. Get a bottle of water, mantle, or a faith item ready. We are going to pray connecting with the Holy Spirit for a visitation on those items, and God will use it as an instrument to bring about a change for good in your health, in Jesus' name. Child of God, anywhere Jesus went, he was doing good. Bible says God anointed him with the Holy Ghost and power. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Hallelujah. Child of God, as long as God is involved in your prayer and petition, it's considered a done deal. It's already a signed, sealed, and delivered solution. As children of God, at times it's not easy. It's not easy to cope with some circumstances, and if help from above appears delaying, one can lose faith. The truth is this: healing is faith-based. I repeat, healing is faith-based. Bible teaches Jesus touched the eyes of the blind man and said, "According to your faith, let it be done to you." Many cases in Bible where healing took place, faith played a great role. In the book of James, chapter 5 and verses 14 through 15, Bible says, "Is anyone among you sick? Let them call on the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well, and the Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven." Hallelujah. Child of God, we see the manifestation of faith in the woman with the issue of blood. In Matthew chapter 9, verses 20 through 21, Bible says, "And suddenly a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind and touched the hem of his garment. For she said to herself, 'If only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well.' But Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, 'Be of good cheer, daughter, your faith has made you well.' And the woman was made well from that hour." Hallelujah. Child of God, she didn't just walk to him. She practically squeezed, forced herself through the mammoth crowd, through the barrier of disciples who prevented the crowd from pressing on Jesus Christ. I try at times to picture all possible scenarios of that woman. First, she must be frail, weak, color pigment changing from daily loss of blood, and the physicians, the gynecologists, may have gotten so tired of her case. Hospitals likely knew her case in that little country. She likely would have gotten tired of going from one doctor to the other. Probably, faith had become hope. Hope was losing ground to unbelief. The frailty of her body may have been emitting a very pungent odor. The husband, if she was married, would have been fed up with her case. All these scenarios may have made her go into depression. But wait a minute. The situation confronting her was a casting down situation. But one word from somebody that day may have triggered her to give a try, to give it one more chance, to give it one more opportunity and see if something would happen. She must have said, "Okay, if only I can touch the hem of his garment, it is sufficient to change my story." That was the spark of faith, little as a mustard seed to change her situation. That made heaven attend to her. Child of God, I may not understand the pressure confronting you, but I know a Jesus who goes about doing good, blessing, healing, and changing stories, removing yokes, opening eyes, healing wounds, wiping out tears, settling problems of kidney, and solving problems exceedingly and abundantly well. That Jesus is the Jesus that we call upon and the Jesus I serve. And I call on him today to heal you and make you whole again in the name of Jesus. Child of God, lift up that water, the mantle and the faith item as we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I call on you, the healing God, Jehovah Rapha. Come and do miracles in the life of this listener today. Raise them, restore them. Change their situation. Change out any failing organ. Do your divine surgery upon them. Let the water and the faith items presented receive life in the name of Jesus. Let it receive the life of Jesus upon them to heal, to set free. Let the blood of Jesus envelop your faith item in the name of Jesus. Father, you sent your word, and your word healed all infirmities. Holy Spirit, move in your power. Move in your power. Move in your power and settle these situations in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree by the reason of the anointing, let the power in the blood of Jesus search through you. Let the power in the name of Jesus search through you. Let the power of the Holy Spirit be laid upon you. And every tree that is not of God in your life, any growth, any development that is not of God, let it be uprooted in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. And I soak all cases, health, marital, career, litigations, fruitfulness, petitions in the blood of Jesus. And I make bold by faith to declare that every petition that is sent in is settled in Jesus' name. Amen. Child of God, let's hear from you. Let's have a feedback from you concerning testimonies of what God has done and is doing for you through this daily podcast, and particular emphasis on the Healing Podcast of Fridays. Send us a chat on WhatsApp to my direct line, or visit the website www.hallelujaheveryday.org and testify there. Child of God, go ahead and use the faith item, the water. Use it for whatever you will. You can bathe with it, drink, or wash any affected part of your body, and see the mighty hand of God move for the miraculous in your life in Jesus' name. We can't round up this podcast today without celebrating and praying for all those with birthdays, wedding anniversary, and special occasions. God bless your celebration and fill you with gladness. Exceeding grace, open heavens in the name of Jesus. I celebrate you in Jesus' name. A very big thank you goes to all our teeming subscribers of Hallelujah Everyday Podcast. Thanks for sharing and all you do to keep the podcast on air on a daily basis. And also for your kind support financially to keep the podcast on air across many platforms around the world. God bless you. God reward you. God answer your good requests in the name of Jesus. Please share the podcast to save and help lives. Remember, it's all about the gospel of Jesus and touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never ever take your time for granted, but we sincerely value your feedback. God bless you. Thank you for listening. And remember, God's miracles await you every day. Have a great day today. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat, or call +234 8067 01 3664. Or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day. And remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.